Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see each one of you here this morning. We're glad that you're here as we come to worship. Thank you, Brother Philip, for that song. Well, we have been talking for the last few weeks, especially as we've come into 2020, or 2021, I should say, on the subject of faith. We've been looking at faith, and we'll continue to look at that subject over the next few weeks. You know, faith is an interesting thing. There are so many ideas when it comes to faith. There's a lot of discussion about faith. People tend to look at faith in different ways. But what I want us to do today is I want us to look at this faith from a biblical perspective and what this faith is really about when it comes to the life of the believer or the Christian. You know, for a believer, for us to live in this world that we live in today and to live life the way that we should live our life, it requires faith on our part. And to have that faith and trust and to place that trust and faith in God and in God alone. Because God is the one who supplies for us. God is the one who holds all together. God is the one who provided Jesus Christ for us. And so as we walk and as we live our life each day, the question becomes this way. Do we walk by sight or do we walk by faith? That's the question that we all need to answer. And I will say this to you. As long as we're here in this earth that we live on and we are still in this fleshly body that we live in, one of the things that we all will struggle with is the subject of walking and living by faith each day. Only because if you're one of those control individuals who like to have control of everything, one of the difficulties that you have is trying to allow yourself not to get in the middle of something that it should be left to God's concern and God's care and God's direction and not ours. But here's what we do so often. We have a plan and we get this plan together and we think it's a great plan. And even sometimes we'll even do this. We'll even pray and ask God and saying, okay, God, here's the need and this is what's going on and this is what we need. But at the same time we're praying over here, what we've done is over here on this side, we have plan B and we have plan C and we have plan D. So just in case God doesn't come through over here in plan A, I have B, C, and D that I can fall back on. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's going to happen any way that I want it to happen. And it's going to happen the way that I think that it ought to happen. And then isn't it amazing what we do? Isn't God faithful? When in fact, it was not possibly what God had in plan or in store. But it was simply what we accomplished in our own lives. So what does it mean to live by faith? What does it mean to walk by faith in the life that we live each day? You know, one of the difficult battles that believers struggle with is not just to believe, but it's to keep on believing. And I hear people say this all the time. Well, wait a minute, preacher. Hold on just a minute. I've never stopped believing. Well, you need to be careful then with that statement if you say, well, I've never stopped believing, because if you've never stopped believing, then our life should be lived by faith if we don't ever stop believing. See, our faith and our belief and our believing are tied together. Do you really believe God? If you really believe God, then you'll walk by faith. Y'all are awful quiet in here, okay? All right, if we truly believe and we claim that we believe, then our lives ought to be lived by faith. You know, last week we talked about Paul and as he sent Timothy to Thessalonica. Paul was only in Thessalonica for 3 weeks before he was run out of the city. And then, of course, Paul made his way to Athens where he remained. Timothy and Silas came out to Berea. Paul sent Timothy back to Thessalonica. And have you ever wondered why it's such an interesting passage? And all the times I've ever studied 1 and 2 Thessalonians, I guess it just never just never came off the pages like it did this time as I was studying it a couple of weeks ago. But one of the reasons that Paul sent Timothy back was not to check and see if they had moved into a new building, not to check and see how many programs they had, not to get a count of the number of people that were attending any of the services they were having. Paul sent Timothy back for one reason, and that was to check on their faith. Was to check on their faith. Paul was concerned about their faith. Where was their faith? And my dear friend, today, where are we? Where is our faith? In light of the difficulties that we find ourselves in 2021, coming out of 2020, which was a tumultuous year to begin with, and now coming into 2021, everybody thought, well, we're going to get into 2021, and as soon as we turn into January, latest February, things are going to get back to normal, everything's going to go back to the way they were, and here we are today, and nothing is normal. Huh? So what do we do? Do we draw back? Do we pull back? You know, one of the things that I've encouraged you over the last couple of weeks is now is not the time to pull back. Now is not the time to hold back. If we've ever done it before, now is the time to lean forward, to lean into it, and to get busy with what God's called us to do. And that is walking by faith. Walking by faith because, listen, you and I do not know what tomorrow's going to hold. We don't know what next month is going to hold. What if things never get back to normal? Are we just going to quit? Are we just going to fold things up and say, well, you know, things aren't going back to normal? We can't. How many of you have difficulty operating outside of normal? If you do, you need to investigate and evaluate because there's just a possibility that you're going to have to operate outside of what used to be normal. So how do we do that? Well, it's called walking by faith. To walk by faith in what God has called us to do. Because listen to me, regardless of how uncomfortable life may be, regardless of how outside of the norm things may become, God still has a task for us. And now what we have to do is say, okay, in light of where we are, how do we accomplish the task that God has given us to do? And so as we think about the subject of faith and walking by faith, if we're not careful, if we're not careful today, our faith can falter. Because here's what happens. We turn within. And we lose sight of the fact that God is still God. God is still on the throne. Folks, listen to me. Nothing has changed when it comes to the task that we have been given. We have been entrusted with the gospel. So how do we get the gospel out? How do we share the gospel? Well, let me share one thing with you. Are you ready for this? Hasn't changed. How do we share the gospel? My dear friend, it's more than just speaking words. We need to live out the gospel every day, not just sharing in words, but also to live out that gospel. And are you ready for this? That requires walking and living by faith. You know, there are many accounts of faith in the scripture. You go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Moses. By faith, and it goes all the way down through the line. But I want you to notice every one of those, it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. Let me ask you a simple question. Did any of them live a perfect life? No. Are we going to live a perfect life? No. Are we going to stumble and fall? Yes, we are. We're going to get our knees skinned up a little bit? Yes. But the point here is that when you do go down, you don't stay down, but you get back up. And because of God's faithfulness and seeing God work and move, our faith should grow. When you come to the end of chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, the writer of the book of Hebrews, as he lays out, as he gets to the end of the book of chapter number 11 of the book of Hebrews, he lists some other names there. And he says, there's not enough pages or time to go through and share all of the faith of these that are listed. But he also lists them there as well. So let me ask you a question. Where would our faith be listed today? Where would our faith be listed? Do we live by faith? Do we walk by faith or do we walk by sight? That's the question that we all have to answer. And I know that's difficult. And I know probably you're wondering, well, Brother Robert, how in the world, how do you do that? And I know I hear people say this all the time. Well, preacher, you keep talking about living by faith and walking by faith. How do you do that? Well, I'm going to share some of those with you this morning. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Joshua chapter 23. There is a particular account in the book of Joshua of faith. And one of the things that we're going to see is Joshua begins to share with us. Yep. Oh, by the way, this same Joshua in Joshua 23. Yes, he's the one of the 12 spies in Numbers 14 that went into the land of Canaan to spy out the land of Canaan. And he saw all of the evidence that was there. 12 spies went in. 12 spies came out. Two of them came out and they saw the land, and based upon the promise of God himself to them, that land belonged to them. It was God's land. It was divine land. And that land was being given to them by God. And so based upon that promise, Joshua and Caleb came out and said, yes, we can take that land. God's already promised that land. We just need to go in and take that land. 10 of them, they saw the land and they knew that with inside of their own strength that there was absolutely no way that they could take that land that was before them. I wonder today where we are in light of where the church is today, if we may not find ourselves more today suffering from having the viewpoint or the mindset of the minority or of the majority of the 10 versus having the mindset of the 2. Let me ask you a question. Now, I know every one of you will. OK. This is called participation. OK, I'm going to ask you a question. And I need you to respond. OK, so let me ask you a question. Do you believe that God has already given to us the victory? If you believe that, then raise your hand. You can put them down. If you don't believe that, raise your hand. Now, if we believe that God has already given us the victory, then why in the world do we live each day like we're wondering if it's going to happen? We find ourselves in a difficult spot today. I will tell you that. We do. Trying to understand and figure out what we do. And I've heard people say this all the time. Oh my, oh me, we can't meet. Things aren't normal. What in the world are we going to do? Have you ever thought about this? From looking at where we are today, do you realize that in 2020, when everything shut down here in March and shut down across the country, and also in other parts of the world, do you realize that under creative means that we had to come up with, the gospel was going out around the world at a greater impact in last year than it has the years prior to that? Why? Because it forced us to move into another position, to move into a spot that I will tell you, quite frankly, it was uncomfortable. It was absolutely uncomfortable teaching and preaching to three cameras up there with no one in this building. But understanding and realizing that it's going out and it's going out across avenues and across means that we just absolutely never thought possible. So let me ask you a question. So where's our faith? Joshua chapter 23, Joshua is coming to the close of his life. He's old. He is coming down to the last final years. And as he comes down to the last final years of his life, it's amazing to go read Joshua 23 after you go back and look at Numbers 14, when he went in the first time into the land of Canaan and saw the land. And then all the book of Joshua, when you go through and you read all of the book of Joshua, and you come down to chapter 23, how in the world could Joshua say what he said? I will tell you how. Because Joshua knew the faithfulness of God. He knew that. He was old, coming to the close of his life. And he's going to share some things with Israel that I think are very appropriate for you and I today. So here's what I want to do. I want to share four ways with you today by which your faith can grow and to increase our faith. The first one is found actually in verse 3, but I want you to notice verse 1 and verse 2 as we make our way to verse number 3. Here's the first one. Our faith will grow as we look back on the faithfulness of God. As we look back on the faithfulness of God, verse number one, now it came about after many days when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all of their enemies on every side. And Joshua was old. He was advanced in years. Joshua called for all of Israel, for their elders and their heads and their judges and their officers. And he said to them, I'm old and I'm advanced in years. But now notice verse number three. Our faith will grow as we look back on the faithfulness of God. Notice what Joshua shares with them. And you have seen. Do you see that? You've seen. You've witnessed it. You've seen it with your own eyes. What have you seen? You've seen all that God has done to those nations because of you. In other words, Joshua said, you've witnessed it all. You've seen it with your own eyes. You know the faithfulness of God here. And then the end of verse number three, for the Lord your God is he who has been fighting for you. How in the world could one Israelite defeat 1,000 of the other nations? How could 10 Israelites defeat 10,000 in any single hand apart from God? It was an impossibility. It couldn't be done. But because God was there and the faithfulness of God, it was a divine land. It was a land that God had given to the nation of Israel, and God promised them that land to go in and take that land, and God would fight for them if they were obedient to what he had called them to do. To reflect back on the past, let me tell you something. I've done a lot of reflecting. I went back and started pulling some of my journals out and reading through some of the journals. I'm one of those who journal. I journal every single year. And I'm going to tell you something. It's amazing when you go back and you pull those journals out and you begin to read through those journals. And let me tell you what it does is I read through those journals. It just allows me just to absolutely see and witness with my own eyes the very faithfulness of God over the years. It's easy for us to forget. It's easy for us to get to a point in life, and especially if we've been a believer for any number of years, that we get to the point that we start relying on our own abilities instead of relying on God himself. And that's a dangerous place to be. It's a dangerous place to get to when we think that we've come to a point that we know all this and we know all of this and we have all of this knowledge and we know how to do church. What happens when God moves us outside of that comfort zone and we're no longer doing church the way we used to do church, and now we must function in another avenue? Where's our faith? Where's our faith just to trust God? Well, let me ask you a question. If God was faithful in the past, if he was faithful in the past, don't you think he's going to be faithful now? He is. God is faithful. The past, we don't need to live in the past, but it doesn't hurt to go back and reflect on the past. And here's what it'll do. It'll encourage your heart as you consider the faithfulness of God and where our faith needs to be and where our faith should be in our own hearts and lives. So to reflect on the past, to look back on the past. Number two, our faith will also grow as we look to the future with anticipation. Now, I don't know about you, okay? I've had people ask me, and I get emails, and, you know, what in the world are we going to do in 2021? I don't know about you, but when we turn from 2020 into 2021, and I shared this last Sunday night in the video, I am looking at 2021 with great anticipation of what God's going to do. Not what I'm going to do, what God's going to do. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever considered this, what God can do with someone or with an individual who completely is dedicated and sold out in their faith and walking by faith and just allowing God to use them, to work through them, and to use them in whatever capacity God designs or desires to use them? Sure. But let me share something with you. That's easier said than done. It's easier said than done, and let me tell you why. Because there's just this little part of us that just likes to maintain a little bit of control. Do you know what it is to surrender completely, 100% totally to God? You know, I asked you a question a little earlier. How many of you believe that God's already given us the victory? Hands went up all over this building. I'm thankful that the world that we live in right here isn't all that there is. So why do we live like it is? Why do we live each day like it is? We need to understand that we're moving on from here. There's a task that we've been given to do. And our faith is only going to grow in our own lives as we reflect on the faithfulness of God from the past and we look forward to the future with anticipation. And you say, well, Brother Robert, what do you mean by anticipation? Well, look at verse 5 of Joshua 23. Notice what Joshua tells Israel. The Lord your God, He will thrust them out from before you, drive them from before you, and you will possess their land. And you ought to underline that last phrase, just as the Lord your God promised you. Now, I don't know about you, okay? I don't know how much plainer and clearer it can be. God's already promised it to you. God's already given it to you. All He is asking for is your obedience and to walk in light of that promise. Do you believe God? When we say we believe God, then we ought to walk that way. Not by sight, but by faith. You know, there was something that God was concerned about with the children of Israel. And here's what He was concerned about. And I honestly believe the church, up to 2020, we had gotten very comfortable. We had gotten to the comfortable point that I think sometimes that we had forgotten God, so to speak. Because we had this thing all down. Let me tell you something. We get this thing all down to where we think we've got it all figured out. And I honestly believe that the church had come to the point that we'd become absolutely comfortable in where we were. Here was the thing that God was concerned about the children of Israel. He was afraid that when they got into the land and things started going along well and things started going good and they would reach a comfortable place in their own lives that they would forget God. Over and over and over again, the children of Israel were warned about forgetting Him. My dear friend, if I could issue that same warning today, God help us that we ever get to a position that we think we have arrived and we've gotten to a position of comfortableness and we forget the very God of our faith. Anticipation of the future. I don't know what 2021 is going to hold, but I'm going to tell you this, God does. God knows what's going to happen next month. He knows what's going to happen 6 months from now. So don't you think if God is the one who knows what's going to happen, that the best thing we could do is to walk by faith and just follow Him? Number three. Not only will our faith grow as we look back on the faithfulness of God, not only will our faith grow as we look forward with anticipation to the future, here comes the hardest one next. And this is number three. Our faith will grow as we look inward. As we look inward. Look at verse 6 through verse number 8. Not only does Joshua share this with the children of Israel, the past faithfulness of God, and to look forward with anticipation of what God has for them in the promise of the land, but now he takes and directs them inward. Look at verse 6 through verse 8. Be very firm then. Be very firm then. To do what? Be very firm then to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so that you may not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you will not associate with these nations, these which remain among you, or mention the name of their gods, or make anyone swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you are to cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. You know what God's desire for Israel was? And I hear people say this all the time. Well, they sacrifice and they do this and they keep the law and on and on. Let me tell you what God's desire for Israel was, that they would just be obedient to Him. God's desire was for an obedient heart. And my dear friend, let me share something with you today. That has not changed. God's desire for us is to be obedient to Him. To have an obedient heart. And I will say this to you this morning. Your faith is not going to grow. Your faith will not grow as it should if the only time you spend in this book is on Sunday. I want you to notice what Joshua told them. To the law of Moses, to all that is written in there, so that you don't do what? So that you don't turn to the right hand and you don't turn to the left. You stay straight ahead. You stay focused. Well, my dear friend, let me ask you a question. What do you think is going to help us stay focused? What do you think as a believer is going to help keep us on the right direction and the right path? I hate to tell you this, and I know you may get tired of hearing me say this over and over and over again, but you will never have a life of faith or a relationship with God if you neglect the very Word of God that He gave to us. You can't. How do you grow spiritually? Well, my dear friend, the only way that you're going to grow spiritually is by meditating and eating the Word of God on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Oh, Brother Robert, okay. And hold, watch out. Don't just take your Bible and go, well, you know, I got to read something. Here's what I'm going to do. All right. So I will calm my fury against you, and my jealousy will depart from you, and I will be pacified and angry no more. I've done it. To read and study and meditate on the Word of God. Let me ask you a question. How do you start your day? See, Joshua's got them looking inward. And we need to look inward. If we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, God gave us the Holy Spirit to live with inside of us, to help guide us and direct us. Requires submission on our part to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a simple question. Do you start each day with Him? Do we start each day with Him? When it comes to making decisions in our life, do we make the decision this way instead of reading and studying and meditating on the Word of God and spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to direct us? And some of y'all are probably wondering, Brother Robert, do you do that every single day? I wish I could stand here this morning and tell you emphatically that I absolutely never miss a single time, but I can't say that. And here's the reason I can't say that. Because sometimes in this flesh and circumstances and situations require me to be out the door at 3 or 3:30 in the morning, it makes it difficult to do so. But I try not to neglect it sometime during the day. Because what happens is this. When we neglect it and it becomes easier, and each time gets easier and easier not to do it. And so that's why it's easy for us to falter in our faith. Because we allow it to happen. Because we allow it to happen. Looking and directing ourselves inward. Let's go back to, y'all are probably still in Joshua 23. I just closed mine, but I'm back. Okay, number four. Number four, not only growing looking back on the faithfulness of God, not only will our faith grow as we look at the future with anticipation, not only will our faith grow as we look inward to reflect where we are, but number four, our faith, as it grows, makes us more dependent. Now watch this. Did you know as your faith grows, it makes you more dependent on God? Because the more you depend on Him, the more your desire to depend on Him becomes. Look at the next verse. Look at verse number 11 of Joshua 23. So take diligent heed to yourselves. To do what? To love the Lord your God. To love Him. You know, Jesus Himself, as they were trying to corner Jesus and trying to trick Him, and they thought they could tangle Him up with the law, as the lawyer asked Him, He said, "What is the greatest commandment?" Jesus looked at him, and here's what He said. He said, "The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And He said, "The second's like unto it, that you love your neighbor as yourself." To love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your heart. How dependent are you on Him today? How dependent are you on the Lord? And here's what Joshua does now at this point. Joshua says, "All right, in light of all of this, Israel, if you choose not to do this, if you choose not to walk in this fashion," verse 12 gives what's coming. Notice verse 12. "For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations, these which remain among you, and intermarry with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know with certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out from before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you, and a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given to you." The church today is a church. We can either walk by sight and take the consequences as they come, or we can say, from this day forward, I am going to walk by faith. I am going to walk by faith. You know, it's no wonder that Satan targets our faith to tear it down. Because watch this, as he tears down our faith, our belief tears down, our testimony tears down, our influence begins to wane, and he gets us right where he wants us to be. You know, I've often wondered why it seems like that the church has lost its influence today. Is it possibly because we have been walking more by sight than we have by faith? Because we were comfortable. Well, now we've been moved outside of there. So what are we going to do? Are we going to walk by faith? Joshua challenged the people to love the Lord their God and to have a close and loving relationship with God. If I can encourage your hearts this morning with this, let me kind of share this with you. The greatest thing you will ever do in your life is to love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. The greatest blessing you will experience in your life is when you just take God at His word and just trust Him and follow Him every single day. And you ready for this? And here's, okay. I guess yesterday and today and this morning, my heart has just been about to explode. And let me tell you why. He loved us so much. God loved us so much in that while we were yet a sinner, Christ died for us. And the life that we've been called to live, and just watch this about the faithfulness of God. God knew absolutely well that there is absolutely no way that we could live the life that we've been called to live with inside of our own selves. So guess what he did? Not only did he love us enough to send his son to die in our place, but to live the life that he's called us to live. Are you ready for this? Here's what he did. He gave us the Holy Spirit to live with inside of us. And then on top of that, he gave us his word. And my dear friend, I will share this with you today. We can't lose. And let me tell you why. Because the victory has already been won. Do we believe it or not? Are we going to walk by sight? Are we going to walk by faith? Father, help us, I pray today.